Welcome into the Patriots Podcast. This is James. You know him as Sean.
Hello.
Coming here to talk to you about the look-to-be blowout-turned-fuck-fest, which was the Chiefs versus the Patriots.
Jeez.
Victory 42-27. Thoughts,
appropriately
comments?
Described right there.
What do you got, Sean? First thoughts.
What do I got? I have outrage. I'm just playing. Do you know that the last three times the Patriots have lost the opener, they won the Super Bowl, the season opener?
Is it that? I know they've lost a few openers.
03,
yep.
01, and 2014. Last and three season openers.
Yeah, and 03 seems similar. Kind of, I mean, they got blown out in 03.
03 was a 31-0 shutout.
Yeah.
This was a little bit better. This was a team that went into the fourth quarter winning.
And then just fell apart.
Fourth quarter was embarrassing.
We fell apart at the seams.
Completely embarrassing. Like I get that you lost Amendola, but losing Amendola shouldn't make the offense completely crater.
Yeah, shouldn't matter. I mean, he shouldn't even. I mean, the guy had 100 receiving yards. We'll get, I'm sure, more in depth about stats and stuff. But for us to have to rely on him was bad. I mean, I defensively was just a mess for a lot of the game. I was eating my words the whole time because I said Alex Smith is a nobody and nothing, and he sucks, and he pretty much had the best game of his career by far.
Like, probably.
Not even a close second that I can remember. So.
Yeah, probably at any level, too. It's probably the best he's ever played in his life.
Probably. For offensive player of the week, I mean, it was surprising. I mean, they came out firing. They looked great. Everyone, wow, they're looking good. Defense was a little weird. You know, they threw a few wrinkles in there that I guess none of us really expected to actually happen in real game time.
Let's point out the first one. Jordan Richards played like damn near every snap,
which was stunning.
Most people were like, and including myself, is this guy going to make the team? I don't know. I don't even know if he should have made the team. And then he's out there as a key defender.
Yeah.
And really not contributing that much.
No, he did force the fumble.
Yeah, he did.
Which was
big.
That was
great. First defensive play of the season.
But after that, it went, I mean, he was playing a tweener safety linebacker position. And if there's a full set of linebackers on the field, that's great. But when he's one of two linebackers on the field, what the hell?
We were playing four safeties for a good chunk of that.
Yeah.
So and he was one of them. So I don't know. It was this really odd defense I don't think I've ever seen before, where we had three down linemen. We had Hightower, who's an inside backer, playing outside linebacker. We had Jordan Richards, who's a safety, playing outside linebacker. And then we have Kyle Van Noy, who's probably an outside linebacker, playing middle linebacker.
Yeah.
And then behind them, we have five defensive backs.
Right.
And you're like, so, what is the plan? I understand that the plan is to have ultimate versatility. And you have Jordan Richards out there, and you figure, you know, he's a safety, but he's a strong guy. So hopefully he can hold up in the run, and then he can chase some guys down in coverage. Didn't do a whole lot of either.
No.
And this,
he basically got eclipsed by any, like, the linemen are so much bigger than him. They didn't even need to block him. They need to like run by him and he's out of the play.
Exactly. They just put like a finger on him and just shield him off,
which is not his fault. I mean, he's not that type of player.
He's wildly out of position.
Yeah. I mean, the more I think about how this game unfolded, it almost to me seems like the coaches, I mean, there's plenty of bad tackling and plenty of bad plays, but it seemed like the coaches outsmarted themselves tenfold. Like, they overthought so much that it just put everyone in a bad position.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, as we're saying, that defense makes no sense to us.
It's still none.
It still makes no sense. I would be shocked if we see it again. Shocked. There's got to be a better alignment. I mean, they're going to have to do something weird. Because Hightower left with a knee injury. People think, what'd they say, MCL sprain?
MCL sprain.
So he might be out a week or two, a couple weeks. So they might, you know, personnel-wise be limited with what they can do. But you got to think it's got to be something different. I like three down linemen. I'm game for that.
Oh, and they played decent. I mean, they got turned around a little bit too. But for a good chunk of the game, they were playing well.
It's just everything that was happening at the second level
was just...
I really was not impressed with Kyle Van Noy. And then he walks in and gets a 2-year extension.
Yeah.
Right after
that. Which makes no sense to anybody.
Wait, how did that happen? Yeah, were they watching a different game than I was? Because I didn't think he was doing that much.
No, I mean, no. The whole point of it is the linebackers are supposed to be able to get off blocks. Well, they were pummeling our linebackers. Destroying them. I mean, they had no chance. So then they're getting several times these running backs and receivers and stuff are getting to the third level at a dead sprint. And this, you know, safeties, cornerbacks. Now you see McCourty had 10 tackles.
And they were good tackles.
And they were good open field tackles against good players. So it's like, but that's not supposed to happen. You're not supposed to, the whole point of, like, we were, it didn't make any sense. It's like we had, what, 6 guys in the box?
Yeah, 6. Which isn't, I mean, it's not crazy.
No, but then they got shredded on the back end. I mean, there were plays when Marsh, he got thrust in there, and I don't have, you know, you can't expect much from him, but he's covering Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Or the running back. It's like
Kareem Hunt, I think.
Was it Hunt? It's like, what the hell is going, I mean, I understand, you know, there's certain defenses around here, but what are you guys doing? You can't have that.
I mean, we talked about the lack of depth at defensive end or edge rusher, edge player, and I thought that we were pretty damn good at middle linebacker, but they stuck with Van Noy. They barely put David Harris in the game until late.
We didn't Landon see Roberts Landon barely saw it. Yeah. He was in there for like a couple plays.
I thought if you're going to play 5 guys on the line of scrimmage and have a middle linebacker who's playing 5 yards off the ball and is going to come downhill, that's a Landon Roberts bread and butter. That's really the only thing he does good on the football field.
Right.
And he's probably the best on the team. You could mix in Hightower on that, too. I haven't seen enough of David Harris recently. But why wouldn't you give him a shot, too? And yeah. Van Noy has a lot of experience on the edge.
Right. I don't know why they wouldn't. I mean, to me, if you put Van Noy on the edge and have Hightower in the middle, that makes a lot more sense right off the bat. It's like, oh, he's the center of your defense. He's calling it. He sheds blocks up the middle. He can still blitz up the middle. And, like, Van Noy, I feel like, at linebacker is much more of a liability when he's by himself. I mean, if he's next to Hightower there standing up, not as big of a deal. But it's him and Jordan Richards. It's like if you told me that 3 weeks ago, I'd be like, what are you, insane? That's going to be who we're starting at linebacker our first week? No. Like, that's not happening.
And we thought that they'd come out with different personnel groupings. Not really.
I mean, no,
they rotated defensive linemen, and it was, you know, sometimes Daron Harmon's in and sometimes Eric Rowe is in, depending on the personnel package. But those linebackers, like the first 3 quarters of the game, until Hightower went out, it was Hightower, Van Noy, Jordan Richards. Like, can somebody else get some time? Can you try? How about if you try Trey Flowers as an edge player and go with 3 big guys up front?
Yeah.
Adam Butler or Lawrence Guy looked pretty good.
Yeah, he looked pretty good. I mean, they could have tried. They didn't try anything up to get. I mean, how many times do we see Jordan Richards rushing the passer? It was over and over and over again.
Unsuccessfully.
And it's like, yeah, unsuccessfully. It's like, that's, I mean, is that guy a pass rusher? I remember years ago they tried Arrington as a pass rusher just to fuck with people.
He was good.
He was a good pass rusher. Yeah. But it's just like, you know, you want to throw a little couple tricks at them, that's fine. But as a base defense?
I know. It was kind of BS. And the funny thing is, when that defense was in, was when we were actually hanging in there. You know? It wasn't until the fourth quarter when Hightower's injured and they start mixing in other people.
He got injured, that was it.
It was over. And it was over defensively. But offensively, you know, it kind of went, well, first, it went downhill when Amendola got the concussion, and then it went really downhill when the Chiefs scored their second-to-last touchdown, and we just stopped blocking people.
Yeah, we just stopped playing.
Was the most concerning part of the game.
Yeah.
Our last 2 drives were both negative yardage. We were. It was a one-score game. We get the ball with 5 minutes to go. We got Tom Brady. And
this is a team that just came back from a 25-point deficit in the Super Bowl. Like, only 5 months ago.
Yeah, 5 minutes to go, boom, Justin Houston gets a sack. When Eric Berry, this is the same play that Eric Berry tore his Achilles. I feel really bad about that. Eric Berry was playing out of his skull. And then 2 incompletions, we punt it. They get a touchdown in 2 plays. Like, get the fuck out of here. Kareem Hunt takes off for 58 yards. Next play, 21-yard touchdown.
And well, I mean, they had I'm sorry, not to cut you off. On top of that, we didn't even mention they had 270-yard touchdowns.
Yeah, this is previous to that.
Previous to that.
Yeah, so it was like, because the time before that, it wasn't actually one of those big touchdown plays. They had a sustained drive in the fourth quarter that went from 28-27. They get the touchdown. Now it's 35-27. We're getting the ball back. 5 minutes to go. Still very much in the game.
Oh, yeah, we were still in the game. Go,
you can guaranteed get two possessions, and they did.
And they blew both of them.
Yeah, both of them. They quit on offense, and then they quit on defense, and then they quit on offense again. And it's like, that is unacceptable.
Yeah, not going to win anything like that. I mean, that's kind of why I'm saying, well, on top of that, the play calling, I mean, I felt like in the third and fourth quarter when we had a lead and when we were tied, Amendola went down, which for him to get 100 yards in this game is ludicrous.
They were leaning so heavily on him.
Absolutely. Now, I know Brady looked shaky, and people have been saying to me all week, Brady looked terrible, blah, 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 but it's also, look at the play calling. How is he going to be comfortable with the play calling if every one of his receivers is going, like, running a vertical on, like, three quarters of the plays? And then, okay, so he's not completely comfortable with Brandon Cooks, who he threw a great bomb to, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Hogan wasn't getting a lot of separation. All right. Well, you still have two of the best receiving running backs in the league, and they just kind of stopped using them. James White was playing out of his mind. They were just like, we don't need him anymore.
They basically stopped the running game and they stopped throwing to the running backs in the third quarter.
Yeah.
And we're like,
and that's how we scored 27 points.
Yeah.
That's why I think McDaniels, what the hell were you thinking? Calling plays, first of all, that many plays to Amendola, whether they were, you know, written up that way or Brady just is comfortable throwing to him so he looked that way. But for Christ's sake, throw some running back screens or just have the running back flail out there to check down to him. I mean, something, because Brady's comfortable with James White, with Deion Lewis. He's been playing with them for a few years. Mm-hmm. Been playing with them as long as he's been playing with Amendola, or almost. And they completely went away with that. And it's like, McDaniels, what are you doing?
I know.
Brady's not comfortable out there. Throw him a fucking bone.
Yeah, it was basically in the fourth quarter. You know, we got down 1 point, and we acted like we were down two scores.
Yeah.
It was like, retarded. Relax. How come we didn't see a single wide receiver screen?
None.
Not one.
Didn't see anything.
Like, I get that they're playing press coverage, but put a guy in motion. Motion him into a stack on the outside. Throw a quick screen to him. Give him a different look.
I remember seeing one screen and Houston sniffed it out, and then that's it. They never got, and they gained they didn't gain any yards. So they just, that's it. Let's cancel it. We're not doing that again.
Yeah.
But it was just, I mean, and then when we, again, with the out coaching them, the outsmarting themselves, I mean, we're up by 7. We get the ball back. We're on the 5 or whatever. It's 4th and short, and normally you'd kick the ball.
You're talking about in the first quarter?
First quarter, when they went
first
for it.
First quarter, yeah.
I feel like that kind of turned everything. But, I mean, once again, outsmarting themselves. It's like, go up 10-0.
Yeah, go up 10-0. Don't give them a crack of daylight.
Right.
And then they you know, they go for it on fourth down, and Chiefs get a little bit of momentum, and then they just build on that.
Yeah. Go for it. They just got stopped. They clearly don't have – they got stopped twice on fourth down, so they clearly don't have a good fourth down play in,
well,
which I mean
– explain to me how you can punch the ball in from the 1 yard line 3 times,
yeah,
but you
right.
can't get a half a yard on a fourth down twice.
Know.
Either time. Not even a 50-50.
Yeah.
Explain to me as a Chiefs – if I were a Chiefs fan, what are we doing on the goal line?
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to defend the short yardage run on the goal line than it is in the 30-yard line.
Yeah.
Because you actually have to worry about people going deep.
It was just coaching decision. I mean, Brady didn't look great. And that, I think a lot of that has to do with Gronkowski didn't look great, but he had a bury on him the whole game.
Yeah.
He was doing a little more complaining than you like to see. But, you know, we really didn't. Brady's been practicing with Edelman all of training camp. So it probably threw him off a little bit that he didn't have Julian. He didn't have his trustworthy guy that he could throw it to. Like you said, like when he's, you know, nervous, he doesn't know, he'll just throw it away to Edelman.
Yeah.
Even those throwaway stuff. So we didn't really take that into account and how much that may affect them. It definitely affected him a little bit. And he was comfortable in there for some of the throws, and he threw great.
Yeah, so he had an up-and-down game throwing the ball.
Yeah.
Like, you mentioned the deep pass to Brandon Cooks that he dropped in.
Yeah,
that right was beautiful. On his chest. The one that he threw to Brandon Cooks in the end zone, that Cooks got the pass interference.
Yep.
That was a nice pass.
When he threw to Gronk in the end zone, where Gronk technically hit the ball, hit the ground, that was beautiful.
Yeah, you can't throw a ball better than that. It was incredible coverage on that play, too.
Yeah.
So he had a couple highlights, a couple to Amendola as well, but then there were a few that got away from him. Like the one that comes to mind, first of all, is the first play of the game when we get Dwayne Allen wide open on a wheel route on the left sideline, and Brady overthrows and puts the ball out of bounds.
Right.
There's no one around him. Just put it on him. That was a bad one. He had a couple.
Sailed on him.
A couple that sailed a little bit, but, you know, Chris Hogan wasn't really part of the game. I thought that we had a real problem with separation from our receivers. And the number one person that comes to mind is Gronk. Gronk was like never open.
No.
Great coverage, never open. We'll see next week and going forward if this is, you know, Gronk coming back from injuries or however he's adjusting to the season, or if that was he's playing one of the best coverage safeties in the NFL.
Yeah. Well, also, though, I mean, for Gronk's game, he doesn't – there's plenty of times where he doesn't get separation, he makes the play.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's that, too. It's just – yeah, I don't know. They definitely didn't show up the way everyone expected. They looked like they did, and then it just kind of slowly the doors, apart. The car was started just slowly falling apart, the doors, then the wheels, and then everything.
Brandon Cooks needs to be used differently.
Yeah.
That guy is so talented, it can't just be run straight. That's what Philip Dorsett's for, is run straight.
Yeah.
Brandon Cooks can actually run routes. He catches the ball nicely. He can get yak yards into the whole thing. He's a complete package.
And they just had him straight every fucking play.
Yeah, this is bullshit. What are you doing? Can you put the guy in motion, for Christ's sake? He's 5'10", facing press coverage on every play. Put the fucking guy in motion. Make it a little bit easier sometimes.
Yeah, the whole thing. I mean, it just – I mean, when now that Amendola's hurt too, that's your punt returner. So they knew that going into the game. You have Deion Lewis or James White. Put him at slot receiver. They're the same fucking size.
Yeah, I guess.
They're literally the same size. You can't tell me that Amendola is any more athletic or faster than either of those guys. Maybe in straight line speed, maybe faster, but I don't even buy that. I think James White's faster.
He's a better route runner.
He's a better route runner. Okay. Yeah. So what?
I know. There's a lot of things they should have done differently. We should, for sure, compliment the Chiefs. That kid Kareem Hunt had a coming out party.
Yeah, he kicked ass.
The deep catch, the touchdown catch was like 78 yards. That one was a backbreaker for our team. That was in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And it was he was wide open, but it was a great throw from Alex Smith. Perfect throw, really.
Yeah, Alex Smith shredded our defense, so shredded, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So,
but Kareem Hunt, first game in the NFL. He rushes for a 150 and catches 98 yards. It's crazy. Three touchdowns. Ty Hill was, I mean, he was present, but it was really only that one deep play that wasn't even, it didn't even matter if it was him. It was just a complete blown coverage.
Yeah, Stephon Gilmore just stopped running.
Yeah, Gilmore stayed short and McCourty
rotated.
Hey,
there's your $60 million. Hey, there you go. Stop running.
Are we sure? No. Are we sure that it was his fault?
It had to be.
Well, what it was is McCourty rotated to the middle of the field and Gilmore stayed short. So somebody was supposed to cover deep outside and neither one of them did.
Well, my money's on McCourty did the right thing.
There. That's actually that's good logic. I'm with you.
You know, McCourty's been there for years. Gilmore just got here. He was probably supposed to keep running.
Yeah, that was really unfortunate. I mean, uncharacteristic for this team to give up a 58-yard rush and two 70-yard passes.
Yeah, it never happens.
Yeah.
I mean, even thinking back to our worst defenses, like the 2012 season, I don't think we even did that. And they got lit up.
Yeah.
So a lot of things need to change.
One more factoid. Do you know the Chiefs had 15 penalties?
Yeah, they had a shitload.
15 accepted penalties in this game, and they
won. I mean, it looked like a joke.
It was all the time. It was
constant. We didn't even turn the ball over.
Yeah, we had no turnovers, 6 penalties. They had 15 penalties and a turnover.
I mean, that's usually
that game.
You know, you win. Like, unless you do everything else wrong, which they fucking did. I mean, the way they played defense was just, you know, Trey Flowers played really good. Dietrich Wise, he was getting a lot of pressure, which was great. McCourty looked great.
Kelsey.
Trung looked
really
good.
Didn't do much.
Yeah, it's just they kind of, you know, just so many missed tackles and just people being in the wrong places. I mean, I can't keep saying it enough. Like, I feel like they had confidence and then they just outsmarted themselves over and over and over again. It's like you don't need to do like you just said, the Chiefs had 15 fucking penalties. They couldn't get their act together for 3/4 of the game. They had no idea what was going on. All you had to do was stay the course, keep running the ball, you know, set up some play actions for Brady, get some more points. But no, every opportunity they had to do that, they just squandered and threw it away. And then in the end, everyone fucking gave up.
Yeah, they all gave up.
Which was a huge problem.
I didn't think pass protection was that bad.
It was great up until the 4th quarter.
Yeah, really. It was when everybody gave up that they gave up too.
Yeah.
Which you can't do, obviously.
No, they could have won the game. They still could have won. They were just like, couldn't believe the Chiefs were still in it because they shouldn't have been. The Chiefs shouldn't have been in the game, and they just kept shooting themselves over and over and over in the foot with these stupid things. It wasn't like they were like being, like you said, stupid with a ball or anything. It was like, oh, let's just have a play safety play linebacker and just nobody play defensive end and nobody play linebacker, just whatever. It's like throw some guys out there, see what happens, see what they come up with.
I think it's good.
They needed to get smacked in the mouth.
They really did. I'm a little bit afraid about, as I said, the way that they quit. But I think that this was a nice reality check.
Yeah.
And it's probably even good that it happened at home on opening night on national TV, so everyone saw it.
Yeah.
It's not like we went out to, I don't know,
Tennessee or something.
And the Chargers pulled off something weird on us. No, this is on national television when we dropped a banner and we got embarrassed.
Yeah, on our home turf.
Everyone saw, and I think it's good. No one's talking about us.
Yeah.
Have you listened to anybody?
No one
is talking about the Patriots.
Which is nice, finally.
Yeah.
And if they smoke the Chiefs, all everyone would be talking about, oh, they're going to go 16-0. No, it seemed like the team enough players bought into, wow, we are fucking sick. That's kind of what made me think when they gave up, I was like, wow, they believed they were that good. And now they're seeing that, holy shit, this is the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
There are other good teams out there and we have to fucking keep playing to win. Like, damn. And like, they couldn't, you know, it got to some of them. So yeah, I agree with you. And it couldn't have come at a better time too, because a week one loss, as you said, the last two times we've lost opening game, whatever, were at, you know, we ended up going to win the Super Bowl. So to lose this bad this early,
it's not like you can't come back from it.
Yeah, there's plenty of time left. It's just it's a good slap in the mouth to say, hey, get your heads out of your ass. Coaches too. Cause
everyone.
I mean, 4th quarter, and we were only down by a touchdown or tied, and Matt Patricia looked defeated. He had like a look on his face where he was like looking down the ground. I was like, dude, what do you have so much talent over there. What are you worried about?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you shouldn't have that look on your face. And McDaniels, I mean, I can't say, McDaniels has these games every so often where he panics and just like goes to Madden offense where he just tries to throw it deep.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, this is not, like you said, fucking Cooks is too good. He had like 90 receptions last year. He can get a lot of receptions. Use them.
Yeah.
Exactly. Send him on the routes you sent Amendola on.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, he doesn't have to go over the middle all the time, but you know, he doesn't have to go beyond 20 yards every time either.
Yeah. Yeah.
Belichick has so much credibility in that locker room right now. Because, you know, he came in and he goes, you suck. You suck. This is brutal. We need to change it all. Overhaul. Yeah. Everyone needs to work harder. I don't give a fuck about what you think. The whole thing.
That's so
he's going to get everyone in line pretty quickly.
Rex Ryan was on some show and they were asking him, they're like, you face Bill a lot. What does he mean by this press conference? And he goes, oh, he's not holding any punches. He's going to that locker room. He's saying, telling the whole coaching staff they're working for the next 3 days nonstop.
Yeah.
Overnight. Everyone's sleeping here in the building. That's what we're doing. All the players, he's like, we're going to kick your ass. That's what he's telling all the players. We're kicking your ass this week. Don't think it's going to be a nice, fun week. You're all going to be crying by the end of it. He's like, Belichick's going to kick everyone. It was pretty funny. That was good.
Yeah, he's probably right.
And he is right. Definitely. They're buddies. They know each other.
Yeah, that picture of them at the
Combine.
At the Combine, yeah.
Rolling in together.
Him hanging out. Yeah, we'll move on. 0-1. The Patriots are in last place in the AFC East. And guess who's in first? The Bills.
The Bills.
The Buffalo Bills.
Yep.
Good for them. I don't really have much more to say about this game. They got to figure it out. The injuries to Amendola and Hightower sound like they're significant enough that they might miss time.
They might. I mean, I feel like Hightower's doesn't sound as bad, but Amendola's, I mean, he's had concussion history.
Yeah, those things linger. Look at Brian Stork.
I mean, the funniest thing, too, is when we were watching this game, we kept seeing Amendola get the ball, and we're like, he's not going to – and he was getting killed. We were both saying, wow, he's not going to last more than a couple games. He didn't even last this one.
I know. He shouldn't be catching more than 3 balls a game.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I mean, on average. He should have his game where he's getting 6 and one where he gets 1, but
– Right.
I think he really – he shouldn't be on the field that much.
I mean, last year, outside of the playoffs – There were stretches of weeks where he didn't get a pass. Where here he barely got in the game. And we made him our number one receiver this week. It's like, who the fuck did that? And if Brady kept three, and if I saw Brady throwing to him over and over, and I'm like, all right, you're out. That's it. You're not playing anymore. You're catching punts. But no, they were like, yeah, let's keep going. Let's see how fucking far he can go. Literally knocked out of the game.
Yeah, there it goes. So he's not practicing right now with a concussion and a knee.
Oh, great.
Amendola also missing from practice. Vincent Valentine and Hightower.
Mm-hmm.
A couple guys also limited. But, yeah, let's look at some of the other games from last week. There's a bunch of stuff that stuck out for sure. The one that really surprised me was Jacksonville beat Houston 29-7. Houston is coming off the worst natural disaster in recent memory. They got, I'm serious. The emotion out of control emotion that they're able to go into that game with, and they get dominated by the Jaguars at home.
Destroyed. They let up how many, what was it, like 8 sacks or something? 10 sacks?
Calais Campbell had 4 by himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they had like 10 sacks. Let me look it up. But, I mean, that really blew my mind. Could not believe it. 10 sacks. They had to go to Deshaun Watson. I'm sitting there going, Deshaun Watson is not even close to ready to playing football in the NFL. Give the guy some time to develop, and he has to go in on opening night.
Well, they said that they put him in just because they wanted somebody to be able to scramble because they were getting sacked so much.
Oh.
Which kind of makes sense, but it's also like, at that point, just take the fucking loss.
I mean, you're going to get the loss.
You know, it's not like Deshaun Watson. I doubt he's going to come in and throw for 4 touchdowns and over the Texans or over, you know, this defense that's been killing you.
And now the Texans are playing on Thursday night this week, and Bill O'Brien still hasn't said who the quarterback is, and a lot of people think he's going to say Deshaun Watson.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, they were playing the Cincinnati Bengals, which is... I think Andy Dalton had the worst passer rating in the history of the NFL last week.
Did he really?
I'm not kidding. A historically bad day, I read. And then somebody told me that they were like, did you see he had the worst passer rating ever? I was like, no. And they were like, yeah, literally ever.
Wow.
So
that you got to try to do that.
He was terrible.
He come in with 4 picks. 4 picks, 5 sacks. His QBR is 0.7. that's funny.
At least the Texans have a good team to rebound on. But yeah, so the Ravens kicked the crap out of them.
Yeah, and the Ravens did it basically defensively.
Yeah.
Joe Flacco threw 17 passes and was whining about it. You won 20 to nothing.
What was he whining about?
He goes, I wish I could have thrown the ball more than 17 times.
And he That's what he really said?
Yeah, he wasn't being funny. I wish I could have thrown the ball 17 times. Dude, you just made like $2 million for that game. You fucking swindler.
You fucking won. Who cares?
Yeah. Crybaby. Jeez.
Jesus Christ. Right. The best game I thought was the Seattle-Green Bay game.
Oh,
at Green
yeah,
Bay.
Everyone wanted to watch that game. So much talent in that game.
And Green Bay won.
Yeah.
Seattle's offense looks terrible.
It looks so bad. We all knew that their offensive line was going to be dog shit, but everything looked bad.
Yeah, they just looked bad.
Nobody got open. They couldn't run the ball. They couldn't do anything.
Would they score? Did they even score a touchdown?
No, 9 points. Yeah.
Yeah.
Seattle's defensive front is terrifying. Terrifying.
Yeah.
You put out Sheldon Richardson, Michael Bennett, Cliff Averill, and Frank Clark, and you're just like, all right. Oh, yeah, behind this, we have Bobby Wagner and KJ Wright and Earl Thomas, Cam Chancellor, Richard Sherman, Jeremy Lane. You're like, oh shit, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Do not get in third and six or more, and because you're fucked. But yeah, that offense has a long way to go.
Oh
yeah. Long, long way to go. I feel like they've matched up at the beginning of seasons a couple times recently. Seattle and Green Bay have.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that too.
Cleveland gave Pittsburgh a run for their money, 21-18. Steelers were able to squeak one out. Antonio Brown went for a buck 82. That guy is unstoppable.
Yeah. Especially against a team with no cornerbacks.
Yeah, I guess that helps. Still, you'd think they'd put up more than 21. The Tampa-Miami game that was postponed, that would have been a real good one.
That would have been interesting,
I would have liked to see that game. Speaking
of that, that screws both those teams. Miami now has no bye week.
Well, yeah, neither of them do.
So they're going on like a three game trek now for road games or something. Then they play that game, then the Patriots. So they're gonna be fucked. That could have just fucked their season.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Going from no bye, a week 10 bye to no bye, or week whatever week it was.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how important the bye week is.
Oh, it's huge.
I mean, the whole NFL went without a bye week in 2001.
People were probably dying.
Maybe. What was the one I went? Oh, just Oakland and Tennessee. Mm-hmm. I really didn't know what to think about that game. I thought that, you know, Tennessee was going to be hot and muggy, and Oakland going in there would be a little tough. And I think that Oakland is going to take a step back this season, but they didn't look like they're going to do that.
Yeah.
At all. They looked real good. Marshawn Lynch looks good still.
I know. He looked, I mean, he didn't kill it, but like there was a couple plays he just ran people over. It's like, damn.
Yeah. And their defense, I thought their defense was going to be pretty crappy, but it looks all right.
Well, we'll see. All right from what we'll see what happens.
Okay. Give it time. The Philly Washington game. Did you see any of that?
No, but I heard Philly got screwed over on a couple calls.
No. Philly didn't get screwed. Washington did.
That's what I said.
Oh, did you? The end of the game, they were Kirk Cousins throwing a pass, and it got swatted.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, swatted directly as it exited his hand, and they reviewed it and still didn't see it. Like, what? Are you guys blind? Like, what the hell is happening?
They're mad because of the racist name.
Oh, that could be it. Could be it. And they might be right. How'd you like the two Monday night games? I do like that there's one on so early.
Yeah.
But the late one, you just can't even watch any of it.
Oh, I watched the whole thing.
You watched the whole thing?
Pretty much.
Good for you. Doesn't it start at like 10:30?
Yeah, it was up to like midnight, 12:30.
How are you going to watch the whole thing if it starts at 10?
Well, it started at 10 and I was up till 1-ish.
There you go. See you.
They say 12:30.
You said 12.
Oh.
To start.
And you skip the Sunday night game. Cowboys, Giants. Cowboys looked good. Giants looked awful.
Awful.
Which was great. But yeah, back to those two games. I didn't see much of the Saints game, Saints-Vikings game, but Vikings, from what I saw, looked pretty good. And the Saints looked like they were the Aints again.
Maybe.
And Denver looks damn good.
Denver looks real good.
But Denver's defense looks fucking good. good.
Chargers hung in there, man. 24-21.
Did they end up scoring to get 21 points?
Yeah.
Let me
check how it laid out. But
what do you mean? I thought it was like I thought it was like a blowout.
Yeah, Chargers got 14 in the fourth. That's what it was.
Yeah, time.
Sorry about that. Yeah, yeah. But I mean, this brings us to the first Monday Night Football game, the Saints going into Minnesota, which is the Patriots matchup next week, going to New Orleans. You said the Saints looked like the Aints. They hung in there. I mean, Minnesota has a very, like, right at the top of the league defense right now. And I don't feel like that's going out on a limb either.
Yeah.
And the Saints put up 19. They passed the ball well. They could not run the ball worth two shits. That was a real issue. It became very one-dimensional. I mean, Adrian Peterson, Alvin Kamara, Mark Ingram, that should be a real good backfield, and none of them went for more than 18 yards.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oof.
But, you know, Drew Brees is Drew Brees, and he got his. He always does.
Yep.
Just shy of 300, and spread it around all over the field. I hope that the thing is, the Vikings offense looked dominant.
Yes, and they are not. They're not.
Sam Bradford's QBR was 95.
Yeah, Sam Bradford, that is.
Yeah, exactly. Dalvin Cook, game in the NFL, went for $120. I mean, they don't have that much talent offensively. They just don't. This dude, Adam Thielen, the guy who like walked on from the semi-pro team or whatever, he went for 157 yards. Stephon Diggs is a good player, but, I mean, he was making some incredible plays.
Yeah, he was going off.
Their offensive line shouldn't be very good. I mean, the fact that the Vikings were able to play so well offensively makes me feel really good about the way the Patriots match up with them. With that Saints defense that hasn't been able to put anything together in like 8 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that definitely makes me feel good. But on the flip side, too, it's like we just made, you know, an offense that's by no means top 10 in talent look like a number one offense.
Yeah. I mean, they put up 42 points in a game with no turnovers.
Right. Which is that insanity.
That's as bad as a defense can play.
So we're both going into this game in similar situations. So it's going to be interesting. It definitely worries me a little bit, especially because it's opening game for the Saints.
At their home stadium?
At their home stadium, where we haven't had good luck in the past. I mean, I think we're going to win.
I mean, we've won a Super Bowl in that stadium.
True, but it's still their stadium.
Also lost two Super Bowls there.
Have we lost two?
Oh, yeah. The 96 and 85 Super Bowls were both in New Orleans.
Oh, those are a long time ago, but it's going to be interesting. I mean, you're looking at that their defense here. It's just a bunch of cast-offs.
I mean, they have some decent talent that they brought in recently, but it's going to take some time for them to develop. Like Stephon Anthony, who's a first-round player out of Clemson, linebacker, is terrible. He's no good. Sorry.
I thought you were going to say he was good.
No, he's no good.
Okay.
He's real bad. Kenny Vaccaro at safety he's an athlete, and he's active, and he's all over the field, but he doesn't cover that well. He's actually not even that good a tackler.
Yeah.
He's not that great a player. Jairus Byrd has not really
lived up to anything.
Yeah, and not even come close to that contract that he got from them.
Cameron Jordan, he's a good player. He's a solid.
Jordan's a really good player. He's by far their best defensive player.
Yeah. They got Manti Te'o. I mean, he's never done really anything. He's never been that impressive. Alex Okafor, he's, you know, nothing great about him. I mean, that's the thing. Our offense should easily shred this defense, but their offense could easily shred our defense if they don't fix some serious shit.
Exactly. This is going to be a shootout.
So we'll see what happens. Now, if the Patriots take all the talent that they have and figure out what the fuck to do with it,
hey, wouldn't that be something?
Then we'll be okay. But if we don't, yeah, it's going to be like, who scores last?
Yeah. That's probably what it's going to be like. And that's what it felt like the last time we played them there. 2009, I want to say Sunday night or Monday night. And we were scoring with them for a while. And then we just couldn't score anymore, and they couldn't be stopped.
Yeah.
And it was ugly. It was one of the uglier games that I remember seeing the Patriots play.
Well, didn't we go down there and we had Kendall Wright and he made the or was that up here?
Kendall he made the Wright. Game?
Not Kendall Wright. What the hell was his name?
Kendrell Tompkins? That was in Gillette.
That was in Gillette? Okay. Yeah.
The one of Brady's best passes ever.
Yeah, that was nice.
I don't exactly know how I feel about this matchup. I like the idea that our offense could get on track, but I know that our defense could get shredded.
Yeah, so it's tough. It is a tough, tough, plus tough one.
On the road in a difficult place to play at times.
Trying to figure out what they're going to do, how they're going to defend. I mean, how they're going to defend this offense is a crapshoot. I have no idea what they're going to do. Are they going to put four safeties, five safeties on the field? I don't know. Recommend it.
Drew Brees spreads the ball to everybody. Yeah. So I don't even know what you do with that. Do you just play straight up zone? Do you hope that you can get good man-to-man matchups?
Play zone. Everyone gets shredded in the zone. Zone defense should just be thrown away.
Especially when you're playing a guy of the caliber of Drew Brees.
Yeah, a good quarterback.
I mean, Kobe.
It's funny how that works. It's like if you're a shitty quarterback, you get destroyed by the zone. And then if you get anywhere over a good quarterback, they destroy the zone.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's just like a line in the sand. It's like you either can't beat it or you destroy it and it has no chance against you.
Yeah, exactly. It's weird. He doesn't seem like he's working with that much talent offensively. Willie Snead is suspended. He just lost Brandon Cooks in that trade. Teron Armstead, their starting left tackle, injured. Just in the game on Monday night, Zach Strief, right tackle, got injured. I'm not sure if he's going to be able to play. So they are a little bit limited. In the backfield, Adrian Peterson doesn't look like the same guy and hasn't for 2 years at least.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Ingram's a really good player. He can run between the tackles. He actually catches screens pretty well. Alvin Kamara was compared to Darren Sproles by Bill Belichick.
Really?
Not in the way that he runs, but in the versatility that he has. He's really good in the passing game. He's like 215, though. Rookie from Tennessee. He was one of my favorite players in the draft. But the really only star that you could say who is like a borderline star on this offense from a skill position is Michael Thomas.
Yeah.
Who really blew up last year as a rookie. Coming out of Ohio State, everybody thought he was pretty limited in his development, and he was not limited one bit.
He's the reason they thought they were safe enough to get rid of Cooks.
Exactly. Now, he showed up in the first game, but did not dominate by any stretch on Monday night. And they got some good cornerbacks in Minnesota, and I like to think that the Pats have some good cornerbacks. And Michael Thomas being like a 6'3", 210, 220 guy, I would like to see Stephon Gilmore follow him.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice? I feel like outside of that one big mistake, so far through preseason and everything,
he's played well.
He's played pretty good.
Outside of that one big mistake, absolutely.
So that'd be nice to see him do that. I mean, Malcolm Butler could just find whoever else is on the field. Ted Ginn. I don't even know who the heck else they have. Thad Lewis. Is that guy's name? No.
Tommy Lee Lewis.
Tommy Lee Lewis? Yeah. That sounds like a country singer from the 50s.
He had two receptions for 52 yards last week.
Ooh-wee. And one of them was 52 yards. So the other one was a zero-yarder.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Patty Chung's seen Kobe Fleener enough times. I am not worried.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that either. I'm surprised they even have Kobe Fleener. What's their offensive line looking like?
Well, I was just telling you, their two starting tackles are both injured.
Oh.
So they have to plug in. But the thing is that their backups are this kid Ryan Ramczyk, who was a first-round pick from Wisconsin this year, and Andres Pete, who's been playing guard. But I got to think that guy's going to get kicked out to tackle. And he was a first-round pick out of Stanford 2 or 3 years ago, a guy I really liked. I thought he was a solid prospect. And then they got Max Unger at center, Larry Warford at a guard. They'll probably be playing with their starting guard at tackle, and they'll bring in a backup guard. But, yeah, Max Unger, he's a solid center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Offensively, I expect the Saints to put up 25 at least.
At least, yeah.
I mean, especially, jeez. I can't get over. I mean, you got to think the Pats defense is going to play better.
Well, they can't play.
Hightower's going to play.
They can't play worse.
You're right. They can't play worse.
They can't play worse. I mean, what are they going to let up? 50 points? It's really not that much worse.
Yeah.
You know? Like, they can't. They only can improve on that performance.
Yeah. I want to see a stick to the running game offensively.
Why not?
Yeah, it was working. Even James White was running the ball very effectively.
Everyone was running the ball well. I mean, it's almost like they didn't get that fourth and one, and they didn't get it again. They're like, well, we can't run the ball anymore.
Nope, it's over.
We clearly can't get a yard running it. Like, Gillisley looked good. White looked good. When Lewis was in there, he looked good. He only played six snaps.
They're talking about trading him. Don't trade him. You are one injury at the running back position away from needing him, and I mean needing him.
Yeah.
Especially after all the injuries on the outside.
Yeah. I mean, if you trade him and get some defensive star, that's
not
going
to happen.
Whatever. But it's not going to happen. So
you're not
why not
get
utilize
very
him?
Where, much back for him.
When
I'm sorry,
did we,
he's in his contract year. You're not going to get that much.
I don't know why they haven't used his talents more. Put James White and Deion Lewis on the field at the fucking same time. They make the first guy miss every time, both of them.
Well, what are they
Deion
have?
Lewis more so than James White.
They have three healthy wide receivers, and that's including Philip Dorsett. They're going to have to.
Yeah.
And could Dwayne Allen get another look after he gets wide open on the first play of the game and you miss him, and then he doesn't get – I don't even know if he ran another route the whole night.
Yeah. Offensive play calling. It was terrible.
It was pretty bad.
It was terrible. So I'd love to see a huge improvement from McDaniels. Just, setting these guys up to succeed.
And this is just the defense to do it against.
Yeah, and this is just the defense. I mean,
they do have talent. But it's like undeveloped talent. Marshawn Lattimore is going to be in his second game. Von Bell hasn't shown that much after being an early round pick. I'm not worried. I'm just not worried about this defense.
No.
Run the ball. Find out where Cam Jordan is.
And exploit.
Spread it around. Let's play some screens. Let's do some shallow crossers. How about we get Gronk lined up on the outside? How about we get Dwayne Allen in space a little bit? I don't know. Be creative.
Yeah. Use the talent you have. Don't just use the guys that you're used to relying on in the past.
Yeah.
Use all those new weapons and toys.
Indeed. Well, since you started the show, should we just have you start the show when the Pats lose? Yeah, and all the listeners will have the worst association.
Maybe. The
show.
Yeah, right. What do you think? What's your prediction?
What's my prediction for this game? I'm a little worried that this could go the wrong way and we could be looking at 0-2.
Yeah, if we're looking at 0-2, there's gonna be hell to pay from Bill Belichick on this team. He's going to have to figure shit out because
big time.
The media is going to start ripping them apart. They're going to go into the Brady thing. Should you start Garoppolo and blah, 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 and all that bullshit. So
got to be a sharp game. They have to be sharp.
They don't want to lose this one. I mean, it's not like all hope is lost if they do lose it, but it's going to be a media circus if they do.
Yeah. Well, I got to say, in all honesty, I'm thinking 34-31.
Okay. I was thinking 33-27.
It's going to be tight. I think I just don't I don't believe in the defense yet.
I don't either. But maybe what they played so bad that it awakens a sleeping beast.
Yeah. Who's going to cover their running backs? Is it Jordan Richards?
Well, that's the thing.
I feel like it might be.
You put Jordan Richards in the goddamn game at linebacker. You assume that he's going to be covering the running back on every single play that guy leaves the backfield. Nope. Didn't happen.
Yeah. Especially, he was playing outside linebacker.
I don't care what he was playing.
If you're playing left outside linebacker and he goes into the right flat, it's hard to get there. I just reversed directions, but whatever.
Yes, but still. You put him in the goddamn middle at that point. Let him go wherever the running back goes.
But then he's a problem in the running game.
All he can do.
I know.
At linebacker, all he can do is cover the running back.
Yeah.
Or don't put him there.
Yeah, and they're going to be throwing it to all of their running backs except for Adrian Peterson.
Yeah.
So, which leaves Ingram and Kamara.
Yep.
I hope they can pull it out.
I think they'll win, but they gotta figure their shit out. Some other games this week. We already mentioned Houston, Cincinnati. That's battle of the 0-1s.
Yeah.
Not going to be great.
I can't really pretend like I care.
No, I don't really care about that game. Cleveland, Baltimore. Yeah. Kind of gross. Buffalo, Carolina. I feel like that's just going to be a sloppy game.
Really?
For some reason.
I like Carolina a lot this year.
Really? I'm still not sold on them after their epic collapses.
I feel a bounce back past here from them.
Arizona, Indy. That's an ugly game.
Well, Indianapolis is a joke.
They're terrible. They might start Brissett.
They should start him. They have no chance with the other guy.
That poor kid. In Arizona, just lost David Johnson for 2 to 3 months.
2 to 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
For what?
Dislocated wrist.
Yeah. That's an unusual one.
They re-signed Chris Johnson. I feel like he had that before, but I could be wrong.
They signed DJ Foster off our practice squad.
Did they?
Oh, yeah. Remember when I said I was shocked nobody claimed him?
Yeah.
Didn't last long.
Yeah. They re-signed Chris Johnson to their team.
Chris Johnson's ancient at this point.
Oh, yeah. But they've got a history with him. Tennessee at Jacksonville. That's an interesting one.
Do you believe Jacksonville at this point?
I don't know. if they play well, I might.
They have about as much talent on defense as, they're probably top 10 in the NFL in defensive talent. Pure athletic talent.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They could be good. That'll be interesting. Kansas City, Philadelphia. I feel like, I don't know what's going
to
happen there.
Yeah, is Casey coming back to Earth?
They definitely.
Have you heard? Everybody's like hyping them. They're like, I got Kansas City ahead of the Steelers now. I think that Kansas City is a legitimate Super Bowl threat.
Dude, people are so fucking retarded.
I know. It's one game. Why do you think they play so many of them?
It's like, you remember how many teams have played great in the first six games and then are out of the playoffs by week 12?
How about the Eagles last year? They go 3-0. And that's what I'm saying. Like, Carson Wentz might be the best rookie of all time.
Yeah. Didn't do anything.
Yeah, they came completely back.
It's a 16-game season. These guys don't understand that. But Minnesota-Pittsburgh, that's a good one.
That's a great game. Ooh.
That's a very good one.
Oh, that's a really fun game.
That's a good one. Great offense, great defense. Both mediocre on the other side of the ball. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Chicago-Tampa, we're going to get our first look at Tampa. 0-0. 0-0.
Man,
Chicago is terrible.
In the depth of a rebuild right now.
They gave, who was it, a run last week, though? Who were they playing?
Chicago did?
Yeah. And they were giving them a run for a little while, and then I think it got away from them. But,
oh, Atlanta.
Yeah. Atlanta
was in there.
They almost beat Atlanta. Came down to last play. They should have won. Two receivers dropped the ball in the end zone.
Really?
Yeah. Or one was like on the goal line. The other one was in the end zone. Both of them should have caught it. Game would have been over. Miami against the Los Angeles Chargers. It could take a while for us to get used to that one.
You didn't want to be the Los Angeles Chargers of San Diego?
Yeah.
Stupid.
I think Miami's going to take that one, but we'll see. Maybe
Why?
Not.
Why?
I just have no trust or faith in the Chargers.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't.
Oakland is going to most likely smother the Jets. They're gonna kill them.
I think it's a legit dead heat right now for who's worse, the Jets or the Colts.
It's so funny. The Colts are so bad.
It's a dead heat. As soon as Andrew Luck comes back, that completely changes the landscape. But
absolutely.
For right now, I mean, I might lean towards the Jets.
Yeah.
With the quarterback situation in Indianapolis? Ooh, it's close.
Yeah. Mm. Denver-Dallas. Good game.
Well, Zeke isn't going to play. Oh, wait, now he's going to play, right? Because
he's playing the whole season.
The courts.
Yeah, he's playing the whole season. Isn't that funny?
That is massive for Dallas.
Yeah, so that is a very good game. I think that's going to be entertaining. L.A. versus – how come
– you got to say L.A. Rams.
Well, so the L.A. Rams only have L.A. next to their name, and the L.A. Chargers have L.A.C. next to their name.
That's a typo.
You think so?
I don't know, because I was watching the Rams on TV last week and it said LAR.
Okay, good. So the Rams versus the Skins. I feel like the Skins should win that, but who knows?
They should have a comeback, but the Rams fucking dominated in week one.
Yeah.
Against the Colts, granted.
Against the Colts, yeah. San Fran versus Seattle.
They're going to get trounced.
Pummeled.
Going into Seattle. Seattle's coming off that loss.
Yep. And then the last two, you got Green Bay and Atlanta Sunday night. I feel like Atlanta's going to kick the shit out, or Green Bay's going to kick the shit out of Atlanta.
Oh, you got to think so. Yeah. I think this is a rematch of the NFC Championship game from last year and a previous game in October, I want to say, last year. They were both pretty good. Green Bay actually went in there and won in the regular season, but I feel like the Falcons are just emotionally crushed.
I do too.
I don't see a way in which that they're able to recover this season. You know, like they always talk about the team that loses the Super Bowl and how rare it is that they make it to the playoffs. It's less than 50-50 by far.
Yeah.
And I mean, no Super Bowl loser has come off a loss like that.
No. I don't think they know what to do with themselves. I think it's that was demoralizing on multiple levels.
But at the same time, they have a young defense that should get better, especially with the head coach they have. The offense really can't get any better than it was last year.
No.
But I just think emotionally they're wrecked.
I do too. I think it's too much to overcome. Last one, Detroit, New York for Monday night. I feel like Monday night, once again, is going to start having bad game after bad game after bad game.
Really? Detroit plays close games every week.
That's true, but
they
I don't
know. Do.
We'll see what happens with it. Did you see Brady came out with a new book?
Did he really?
Yeah, and he was talking about in it how
Wait, did he
last.
Write it?
Well, no, it was like written by somebody, but in his words, I don't know. I don't know how they do those things.
That's so gross.
But one of the things that he said that was really cool was, before you judge it, Sean, how last year was the best he's ever thrown a football in his life.
Really?
Going into the season, he was like, I said, from one practice and then on to the next, and just throughout the season, he's like, once I got going that one time, he's like, I could just feel myself throwing the ball so much better, and it continued through the season, and that was the best, like, through, because back in the day, he had a real bad shoulder issues or, like, arthritic issues in his elbow or something, and it was pain all the time, and he was funny how he worked through all that. Now he has no problem. But he said it was the best he's ever thrown a football.
Yeah. I mean, the numbers kind of bear that out to some extent.
Absolutely.
You're talking about a guy that threw two interceptions. And what?
Historically good year.
14-1 as a starter, I believe. 14-1 in games he played last year, including the playoffs. He was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
he was a very good quarterback. Yeah, like, earlier in his career, it was a guarantee. And you just reminded me that this hasn't happened in a long time, that Brady would be on the injury report probable with the right shoulder.
Yeah.
It was guaranteed from like week two all the way through the rest of the season.
Yeah.
And now it's gone.
Yeah. No more. We almost thought it was like a bad omen when they took him off. Remember that? They're like, what do you mean he's not on the injury report?
Yeah, come on.
They got to put him on the injury report. We're going to lose.
Probable with the shoulder. Come on.
Yeah.
TB12
Alrighty.
Method, huh?
Anything else? Any other
That's
comments?
That's it for me. I want to see you wrap up the show.
All righty. Well, we got a Sunday 1 o'clock game at New Orleans and the Patriots. Hope you all can check it out. We will be here next week. We don't know what time as usual. We'll figure it out. We'll get there. Have a good one. Enjoy some football.
See you later, folks.
Adios.